expressions of his love. Holiness is the core attribute of who God is. All the other attributes of God are seen in the light of his holiness. It's the attribute that affects all the others. That means every part of God is holy. Holiness is attributed to each person of the Godhead. The Father, in John 17:11, the Son, in Acts 4:30, and the Holy Spirit who imparts God's holiness to us. Only God is morally excellent and entirely free from anything that would limit this aspect of his nature. Quote, "No one is holy like the Lord," end quote, 1 Samuel 2:2. Holiness is what radiates out of him. When I was in the presence of those who lived holy lives, it made me repentant for the manner in which I live so far removed from God's ways. It made me feel unclean, and I desired more than ever to be cleansed of all failure and be able to live in the holy manner God wanted me to. When we come in contact with something pure, after being filled with the Holy Spirit, we become acutely aware of anything in us that is not pure. When Isaiah, one of God's greatest prophets, had a vision of God with the angels worshiping around his throne, he realized his own unworthiness and sin. He said, quote, "My destruction is sealed, for I am a sinful man and a member of a sinful race. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." End of quote. Isaiah 6:5, NLT. When Isaiah confessed his sin, God touched him and purified him. God's holiness made him aware of his own lack of it, and it also made him whole. Sin chips away pieces of our soul. With enough sin, we become a pile of broken pieces. But God's holiness is what purifies us and helps us to separate ourselves from all that is unholy. There is a correlation between God's holiness and our wholeness. That's why when we are in his presence, we become more whole. God's holiness makes us whole. Whenever the great men of faith in the Bible, such as Job or Abraham or Moses, had a close encounter with God, they saw their own failings. That's what happens to us too. You may be thinking, why do I need to become more aware of my own failings? I'm already well aware of them. Thinking about them is just going to make me feel worse about myself than I already do. But understanding God's holiness doesn't make you feel bad about yourself in a way that leads to depression. It makes you feel drawn toward his holiness in a way that leads to restoration. It convicts you rather than condemns you. It's actually liberating. How in the world can I be holy? God calls us to reflect his holiness. Quote, "As he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" End of quote. 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. God is not saying, "You be holy," as a parent would say, "You be quiet," to a child. He's saying, "I'm inviting you to share my holiness. Let my holiness live in you. Come apart and be separate from all that is unholy, and allow my holiness."